Welcome to the Seventh Sense podcast.
This is a space to explore, reflect, and share.
Open conversations for the heart, mind, and soul.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to season 3 of the Seventh Sense podcast. My name is Adnan Jerry.
My name is Eugene Gashaga. Like true to tradition, I guess we always start off with a couple of questions. I think this time we're not picking from anywhere. So let me shoot. Between COVID lockdown last year and this year, what do you think are three things that you've learned about yourself in this period?
I think I've learned you go first. I actually have to think.
So I haven't thought about it. I mean, it's just a question, like, just we move as you're thinking about it. I think one is perspective. I've learned that you can focus on, you can be stuck in a routine where you're doing everything Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every week. But ideally, when you look back a year ago, the steps you've made internally as a person, the healing that you've done, the awareness that you've grown or acquired about yourself, it's our perspective. I think I've gained and I appreciate all of these to live for. I'd have wanted to have done this by now. So if I haven't done it, oh my God. But I look back at a year, there's so much I've accomplished. If I just take myself out of the everyday, like just struggle.
Yeah. One thing for me I would say is independence. Even though naturally I am independent, I think it's more intentional now. I'm just good, like, on my own. On a different level than I was before.
Yeah. Okay. I think patience also. And the not wanting to control every little aspect about my life is sometimes things that are beyond your control. Those events have already been set in motion by the universe. Just need to trust in the process. I think that's something I'd say I've learned.
I think creatively I've grown in terms of I've learned so much more when it comes to video creation and editing, also photos. I've come into my own a bit more creatively.
Okay. That's it. That's the only question I had.
Okay. So for this episode, we are going to just be talking about... The title of the episode is We Outside, in reference to a certain TikTok sound. So the first thing I wanted to ask or to talk about is how you're feeling, like your general feelings since the last season. Like, where are you at mentally? How are you feeling? The different areas of your life?
It was a split between mentally. If I was like at a 7 by season 2, I think I'm like at an 8 now. Emotionally, generally everything has improved since the last season. I think it's, and again, it's things we always end up talking about in a season, kind of like sets the tone for the rest. Just things in your life just start changing and become aware of certain things. I want to say I've improved. If I was like at a 7, I'm at an 8 now. Between season 2 and now, yeah.
I would say if I was like at a 7, I'm at a 7. But like in between, maybe I went to like a 5 and then now I'm back at a 7. I feel like we always end up doing the podcast right on time.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm feeling good. So the reason why we picked today's topic is basically like this: we're living in like a new reality. And we're adapting to everything that's happening in real time. You don't know what other variant or other... Like, there's just so much happening that you're consistently changing. So, speaking of change, what's been the biggest change for you from the pandemic in this year? Like, whether that's in your work life, in your social life, and how have you been adapting to those changes?
You?
I would say work life, like, first of all, I've been maybe in... maximum of 2 physical meetings this year. The workflow, my workflow from a professional standpoint has completely changed. I would say before the pandemic, work was more integrated into my life. Like, it was more a part of my day than it is now, because now it's sort of up to me to structure my work life.
Because you don't have to physically be
anywhere. In an office,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have to see the same people every single day, so those relationships are not the same. I like it though. Like, I really prefer working from home. It's so much more, for me, productive, but I guess that also depends on how you work as a person. Socially, I would say I'm missing my friends a lot more, and I'm relying on online interactions a lot more. Like, right now, my Snapchat streaks are popping. Like, I actually look forward to that sort of thing, whereas before, I was online, but in person meant a lot more. But now I'm like, also seeing how people are moving, you kind of have to be cautious of who you're interacting with. So, yeah.
I think from work has been interesting. I think being able to conduct business with someone you've never actually seen their face, you've never met, but you're transacting business. For me, I'm like, in my mind, that's a whole new level of trust I never knew like could exist. I'm just trusting that, yeah, this guy will do whatever. It's just like a bit like mind-boggling for me. But it's sad, like, you're still able to do what you need to do virtually, which is, like you're saying, it's a new reality. Social life, I feel like, being who I am, it's just never... I appreciate the, like, limited interaction. The times I've gone out, just the social anxiety just becomes a bit more, because one, I haven't been around people for a very long time, and then now you put me in that setting again, it's a bit... So for me, I feel like socially, it's kind of been the same though.
Yeah.
I don't... Of course, I end up missing your friends, but at the same time, it's like, I like this space I get to have to myself, yeah.
I feel like when it comes to social, the thing I like is how you have to intentionally, like, plan to see your friends. Whereas before, you used to know, like, it'll be like Friday and then we'll make a plan. So I don't need to worry about it, when am I going to see them next? There's always something happening over the weekend. But now it's like, first of all, there's a curfew. So, you know, if you're meeting, you have to meet earlier. Where are we meeting? When are we meeting? Does everyone have money to meet on this date? I kind of like that. But at the same time, it does make it harder to make sure everyone's on the same page at the same time.
Sure.
Financially, and they want to come, and so has your mental health been affected in any way by these changes?
Honestly, it's been helped.
Okay.
It's like built some resilience. I always used to know I have, but in a sense, it's the having more time to myself without having to move a lot, interact with a lot of people. I'm able to dive deeper, so I'm able to understand. It's really helped me just internalize a lot of the things that I know or used to think I know about myself. So mentally, it's really helped. I think I want to say it's helped me.
Okay.
You do have the moments where you're feeling like lonely and then you're kind of like alone, but I think it's like just part of the process of just like kind of making you go through it so that you get to understand yourself a bit more. The resilience and the independence you're talking about, just able to depend on yourself a bit more. So I'd say that's what I've learned, or gained rather.
My mental health has definitely been affected this year. I would say last year, I don't know, it wasn't the same. This year, it's been like I've struggled with anxiety, which I've never, like, in my whole life struggled with this year. Also, same thing you're saying, like, you feel more lonely, but you also at the same time more connected with yourself. So it's been ups and downs, but...
Can I ask something?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the anxiety is born... Okay, the way I understand anxiety, it's... You're anxious about what's coming. You know what I mean? Like, it's unsettled. Like, you're really uneasy about the future and what's to come.
Yeah.
Is that how you describe your anxiety now?
Yeah, I would say it's that feeling of... You just don't know what's going to happen next. Like... things that a lot of things are up in the air. You can't. You don't know, like just that feeling,
and
that
you,
consistent
and
not
you
knowing.
Not knowing is just not.
After some time, I feel like it was like, okay, cool, this is gonna happen for like a year. Oh, okay, cool, it's been a year, it's getting crazier. You still want to progress. You still want to do the things you had planned to do.
Yeah.
But it's just a bit harder to get to that point.
So no, I understand.
It just gets frustrating, yeah.
Okay. What if that's the whole lesson in this whole thing, then? That you really can't... You can't, like, micromanage every aspect about, like, you know, this universe. Some things will just happen and you'll have to figure out how to adapt and innovate. But still keep, like, the end goal in mind. Does that make sense?
It does, but I don't even think it comes from, like, a micromanaging perspective. I think it comes from also the fact that everyone in your family and your friends is also in this thing. So anything that's coming up in the pandemic is affecting everyone. So when you're coming together, let's say, to as a family to talk about something, or with your friends talk about something, it's just, you're never sure of what's going to come up next. Just that feeling of everyone's sort of almost on edge. You don't know what you're going to get next. You don't know.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody, you being in that pocket of, I don't know what's coming next. Yeah. And then there's the people, we're all experiencing the pandemic at the same time. So all in that bucket. But what if the lesson is, you might be anxious about not knowing what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the whole point, is sometimes you just have to, like, jump in that river. You flow with it until where it's going to go, but you still know where you want your life to end up. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Just, like, letting it flow.
Mm.
I feel that's how anxiety works. It's just being able to let go and just let things take their course. And if you look back, life has always led you to this moment.
Mm. I get it. I definitely think it's easier said than done, though. Also because... we're not going to sit here and disclose every single detail of the things that have made us anxious. So I feel like there's so many dynamics coming into play. But yeah, that's that. Ideally, that would be it, to just go with the flow and let everything happen as it's happening. I guess I struggle with that. I don't have that of... that. It doesn't come easily to me to not have a plan and be okay with just vibing out. How do you feel about being outside lately? Like... going out, whether it's left the office to meet up with people, whatever.
I'm, like, apprehensive. I feel like if it wasn't for work, I wouldn't have a reason to really get out of the house, you know? It'd be... I prefer just being able to stay in the house, you know, as opposed to going outside, interacting with people, because it's... At first it was like, maybe because it's only getting the older people, so I'm fine if I go outside. But just the more it's been, things have been getting a bit more escalated. So for me, I prefer not having to interact with people if I have to. But if it's an option, I don't go with that option. Yeah.
Do you miss the social interactions? Like, do you miss being able to go out? Let's say, like, when you dropped your project, you want to be out talking to people about it. Playing at gigs, things like that, do you miss?
There's this thing I thought of, like, on yesterday in the morning, like, law of diminishing returns. And I'm like, it's the pros and cons. What's that I'm gonna risk just to have that experience? What am I risking? I'm risking my health, maybe. I'm risking getting it and infecting the people I live with. You know, like, the so many domino effects to me making a decision of being like, oh yeah, it would be nice, but
so you don't even miss it because you
yeah I'm just it. Like the pros and cons, I'm like, of course I miss it, but I'm like, when I weigh it out, I'm like, it's okay. Like, I think it's a smarter choice to make. Let me not go with, oh, I miss it, let me do it. There's more at stake to making that decision as opposed to just saying it's fine.
For me, I think being outside definitely makes me nervous. And I remember in May, I think, we went to an event, which was like the first event we've ever been to since the pandemic started. And it was like, I would say a small event. In the scale of events, I wouldn't call say it was like a concert or like, how many people would you say were there? Like two, if you could guess.
Like 200.
I wouldn't even put it past 100.
Nah. It was deep.
What? Okay. So yeah, we've been to an event, and for me, it just went to show how no mask, no entry is just you enter with a mask and then that's it. Like, you don't need to wear it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I remember we stayed with our masks the entire time and people were like, hey, you're wearing a mask. And I'm like,
wait, that's but, the whole point.
Yeah. Like, what was your whole experience at that event? And
I ended up, especially, I think, the day after or something, and then you're seeing that whole thing on Instagram, and oh, maybe someone had it, and then you start going through that whole panic mode of, nah, geez, I caught it now. Didn't even have to go out. You go down this, like, this rabbit hole. I was just like, it wasn't worth it. You know, just the things I had to deal with after, because of feeling guilty, just it wasn't worth it for me, yeah. I mean, it was dope being out, but
yeah.
I was like,
just short-lived. It's so crazy to see how people are so oblivious to it. Like, I don't get it. How people continue to throw events and then people continue to attend events with no, I don't want to say consequence, but it's been normalized at this point. It's like you go out, you pay no mind. It can't happen to you. That's sort of the thing.
True. Remember the event I went to like last week, the work thing? And for me, it was that, like, just seeing people just hanging out. Just because we work together, you don't have to wear a mask. Or because we're all in this space, we don't have it. So we don't need to wear masks. Sometimes I'm like, okay, fine, maybe I'm judging people too much, but I'm also just like, it's really common sense at this point. Yeah, just wear a mask, like, sanitize. I don't know. I don't want to sound like I'm judging people who are doing what they're doing. I mean, to each his own. But I'm just like, I just don't get it. It's never that deep. Yeah, it's not that deep.
Yeah. I think also now with like the way the virus keeps mutating and all these new variants and everything, that for me has changed my interactions even more. That's what pushed me to even get vaccinated, because I was like, it's just getting realer and realer, and it's just getting, I want to say, closer and closer. Like,
yeah.
At this point last year, I didn't know anyone who had gotten the virus.
True.
And then now I would say I've known at least
A couple of people. Yeah.
True.
I think, I wouldn't say I'm the most like informed person when it comes to the virus. I haven't like read up a lot about it. I've just done my own research. But it's just seeing like the numbers and how people are moving, I'm like, this thing is real. Like, remember like the guard yesterday, just like, oh, he was telling me, he's like, ah, sivaa mask, kuna tu hapo kwa duka, hakuna corona. I'm like, that's just like,
mentality, yeah,
is everywhere. That's just, it's a stat, the one guy. I feel like I'm out more in terms of moving around between meetings, between the office and everything. And I figured, yeah, if this thing is getting closer, now you hear of an uncle, an auntie, a family friend, someone has it. You know, so I'm just like, I'm better off. I didn't even do my research in terms of the vaccine, like what happened. I just knew it's a call I have to make. I mean, it took some convincing, but.
You're welcome.
But yeah, I'm proud that I made that decision. I think it's. But do you think when you get the second dose, you'll be like, fully strapped? Okay, not strapped, but you know what I mean.
No, I feel like masks are now just the way of life until I don't know what happens.
Yeah.
For me, it's not going to change. Sure. I have asthma, so I think for me, the stakes are high, and already I'm just like, I'm not even trying to get to that point. Just hearing the, what's that word? When someone is telling you a story, like the narration, like whatever, when people are telling you their experiences and then you hear about struggling, like to just like walk up the stairs or getting so tired from, and then your oxygen levels start going down, just that whole experience.
I'm not gonna lie, that first night after now I got
the vaccine,
yeah, whatever I felt that night, like between the fever and the body aches, I tried like to picture and imagine how it feels not to actually have it. I'm like, rah, it's,
And that's something I also appreciate about the online space, is the people who are documenting their experiences. People who, where it's like, I got this vaccine, but then I got COVID. This is how it's been. I haven't gotten vaccinated. I think if you go online and just educate yourself, you can really make an informed decision. But what you were saying about the effects, I think we should talk about our side effects from the vaccine in case anyone is listening, wants to get it, and they're not sold, or they're scared of what will happen after.
So one thing I'd say is, my cousin is a nurse abroad, and she texted me the other day. She's just like, this thing is getting worse. Hope you guys are vaccinated. For me, it took almost something like that for me to be like, okay, fine, I actually should get vaccinated, because she's a nurse. She knows what she's talking about. She wouldn't just say it. So when she texted me that, I was like, okay, fine, cool. I actually need to get this. So I figured, okay, fine, I would not have maybe done all my research to understand it, but if someone made the call and said, and they're educated enough, like, you know, to know, make this call.
That's the thing for me as well. I feel like people want to argue about science with doctors and nurses. Like, they want to be on Twitter telling you things. Like, a doctor will be like, guys, we're seeing this in hospitals. It's getting crazy. And then someone will be like, but. And it's like, when it's, you're not going to argue like with the scientists.
I mean, I was the biggest skeptic when it came to it. But just after sitting down and being like, okay, fine, let me actually really think about it and actually learn about this thing. I'm like, yeah.
You know.
You.
And it was the same thing for me also. Just saw it. I saw, for me, it was influenced by social media, because I saw this thread of a woman talking about her brother who was perfectly healthy. He was hiking and he was like climbing mountains and stuff. Is that the same thing? But, and then he got the virus and he died. And she was being told by his attending nurse or something that he was like, he wishes he got the vaccine that maybe could have saved his life. And then hearing doctors also talk about the number of people they've seen with the virus, like in critical condition, who have not been vaccinated versus those who have been vaccinated. It just makes sense. Like, yeah. It's just like, what would you rather have? You know? So we got it like maybe, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Almost a month ago. I didn't have any side effects except my arm was so sore.
But I would say your process was way more efficient.
Yes.
So I think having to register on a portal and then you pull up, that's,
yeah,
that's
so
clutch.
That, yeah, was
so
something.
I think that's the difference between our experiences. I had to go. I mean, I seem to be able to slide into that list. But yeah, I think just plan for it. Make sure you book your appointment, you pull up.
If you can, go to, like, I went personally to Nairobi Hospital and they had a system of registration where it just made it so much easier. It wasn't too crowded. There was enough seating for everyone. So if you go online and you check these hospitals and you see that they're posting that they have new vaccines, some of them have systems.
Yeah.
Some of them don't. If they don't, just pull up like early. Like, just be there.
I went to Nairobi Women's and I think I got there like at 9. By 9, I think I was number 178. I already lost hope. You know what I mean? Like, when you see three numbers, you're like, ah. So anyway, so I think, yeah, it took me a minute to get it, but yeah, you're seeing your side effects.
Yeah, my side effects were just a sore arm. Like, my arm, I couldn't lie on it. Like, I was so
good.
Weak.
Yeah,
in the arm, but that was it.
Okay, I think arm, no, but I just felt like this pressure as the day progressed. I was cool, but when I got home, like maybe like at 8, I started feeling like some pressure in my head. Like, it's a four headache, you know what I mean? That was it. I just felt like lethargic. You know, just my body is, excuse me. That was it. I got the shot at maybe 3, 4 p.m. 8 p.m., that's when I started feeling like this. So 4 hours in, I knew something is coming.
And after the headache, like, how many days do you feel like you felt like that? My arm was sore for, like, just the next day. That evening, it was really bad, and the next day, it was sore, but by the next evening, I could sleep on my arm. I was completely fine. I was back to normal.
My thing started going dumb, like, at 2 in the morning. So 2 a.m. is when I know, like, the fever started hitting. And it's fever for you think you have malaria and COVID at the same time. You know what I mean? Not to joke, but literally that's how I felt. And sweating, like, profusely. Then the chills and everything. That's when the headache just started kicking, and I'm like, yo, I can't hack. So I just went and had like a paracetamol. Had to wait for it to kick in so then I can actually sleep. But I woke up, I felt like I'm hungover, you know, like 10 times.
Yeah.
So it was, mine lasted the night, the morning. So after I took my second paracetamol, I think I was good from there. So let's say 12 hours maybe.
Yeah.
And I felt like, yo.
Which I would say for the people, okay, for our friend who've taken it that we've talked about, it's been the same, about the same.
Yeah.
12 hours is when you'll be good. Even those who've had like fevers and...
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So, I didn't understand when my dad told me he was having like night sweats when he got it. So now this time I'm on light bed. So I think, yeah, for me it lasted 12 hours and from there I think I was good.
Do you have any regrets about getting it?
No.
Same.
No. I think it was a more, I don't want to say adult thing to do, a more responsible thing to do for yourself, but also to the people around
you.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think it's a more responsible thing to do. In my mind, I thought maybe when I get the vaccine, like, you know, I don't get to get COVID.
Oh.
But now I'm just like, it just makes it less.
Yeah, the efficacy is just about it not killing you.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get as adverse symptoms compared to those who don't have it. Another thing I want to talk about in terms of being outside, like now that you're vaccinated, does it change anything for you?
No.
Same.
I think I still move the same. I still wear my mask, still sanitize. I think
still
the only thing
even.
It's made me appreciate more is I use like public means more often than not. So I felt like just being in that environment consistently, I need to be able to take care of myself. I mean, there's a place people try to get the right. I'm just like, yo, no one.
He's wearing a mask.
Bare man is out here with no mask. So I was just like, So I don't regret anything.
Same. Are there any things you're doing now, any routines that are helping you stay sane, for lack of a better way to put it, or helping you navigate your relationships now?
I think one is having, like, you actually, and if you're really intentional about it, you and your best friend can actually get to be better best friends, you know what I mean? Because this is consistently, you're like, you're talking, you're being able to share. It's like having a therapist, but not really a therapist. You're able to like really
talk
and just like let things that you're experiencing, just, you're not sitting with them anymore. I think that's something I've been able to appreciate about the pandemic, and it's just, it's made my intentional relationships a bit better and a bit stronger and a bit deeper. I think two is being able to, and I'd fallen off, but just being able to run, and which I experienced the other day all over again, and I'm like, yeah, it like really helps just having that, able to breathe. Underrated, like just going to Arboretum, lying down on the grass, looking at clouds. That's something that I didn't know has such an effect like on your mood and just how you experience like a day. So yeah.
Same. It's the same thing for me. Staying active, having some sort of body movement at the start of my day, that's been so helpful. When I do it, I see the difference. Keeping in touch with friends, whether it's just, I'll text just someone who, if I think of someone, I'll just text them and just be like, how are you doing?
Yeah.
That's been helpful. And then trying to find things to do that don't require too many people. Like, just still going out, but like strategically, still going out to eat at a restaurant and sitting with one person and just having a meal and going, versus how we used to go before, where it's like all of us are meeting and going out and blah, blah, blah.
I think for me, it's helping my production. I'm able to channel more of my feelings now. I'm able to tap into it. Before, I'd have to wait between, maybe this moment has happened, I'm in the office, I'm not going to start tracking like my laptop in a meeting to start making a beat. But I feel like being at home, something has happened, I'm able to pause, do whatever I need to do, just channel that, and I'm out. So I feel like I'm able to, I don't say release, a bit more fluidly now, as opposed to bottling things up for a minute.
What's one thing you would tell someone who is struggling through the pandemic and the changes that have come with it?
I think one is, you really have to be your own best friend. This space allows you to, and I know it's scary, like, to look at yourself in the mirror every morning and just try and think, okay, what can I do better? What can I improve on today that I didn't do yesterday? But just being able to be so gentle on yourself, love yourself fully, just because you have the time now to be with yourself. It's scary, I know. It's a bit tough sometimes, but I feel like the joy and the satisfaction of just getting to know yourself a bit more, being able to choose something because it's only you who's there in that moment to decide. No one is influencing you to choose or do something you don't want to do. I feel like it's liberating. I feel like if you're able to just, not if, when you're able to, just have that conversation with yourself and get to love yourself all over again, it's amazing.
And I piggyback off what you said about being gentle with yourself. I think that's the most major thing for everyone. And sort of seeing this time through the lens of what you're grateful for. Trying to really be consistently grateful is helpful. Just like, it's really cold, I'm grateful that I have a home, I have a warm bed to go to in the evening. I'm grateful for my family. I saw someone post this on their stories and I've been thinking about it ever since I saw it. What if tomorrow you only woke up with the things you are grateful for today? Puts a lot of things into perspective that you just take for granted. And also, just taking the time to get to know yourself all over again and figure things out all over again, because, again, it's such a different space.
Yeah.
Maybe you're the types of conversations you want to have are different, the things you want to do more of are different. Giving yourself that space to figure it out, I would say those three things have been really helpful to me personally. So, yeah, that is it for episode one. It's been a while and I'm really excited to be back.
Same.
And we will be back every Friday for the next couple of weeks. So I hope you guys are subscribed to the podcast. Leave us a review if you like it.
Thank you guys so much. I'm also excited. I'm just struggling with like a blocked nose, but I'm really excited to do this season. I'm excited to be back. I'm happy. Let's just see what the season does for not only us, but also the people who actually listen. Let's see.
And we don't have a theme for season three. We're kind of just, we have some certain topics we want to talk about. So it's going to be a bit more chill, a bit more fun. But as usual, just talking about some low-key deep topics. So I hope you guys have enjoyed episode one. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And we will catch you next week.